Good morning. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about something that I love, Blakemore Children's Center. I'm not going to talk about the first 20 years because you have that history in the church bulletin. I'd like to talk a little bit about the last 20 years. And it's hard to believe, but I've been here 20 years, and that seems like a blink of the eye. I knew when I came from my very first interview that this was a very special place. Betty Vogt left a wonderful legacy. The first summer that I was here, it was just me, Mary Margaret Jordan, and my daughter Carol, who is now one of our parents. And yes, I am very blessed to have my granddaughter here every day with us. That summer, there were only 9 children enrolled. Carol left for college in the fall, and Miss Geraldine, who I'd worked with at the JCC, came on board. We decided that because there were so few children, we would work together as a multi-age group. And when we had enough children, we would separate according to the ages. But what happened was that we realized multi-age learning was so much better. What developed was the best of family care, traditional preschool, and a smattering of Montessori thrown into the mix. Slowly, more children enrolled, and by the next summer, we needed Miss Barbara, who'd also worked with us at the JCC. At about the same time, Metro School's Special Education Department approached us about providing services to some of the children that they served. We looked at each other, we'd never had experience with that, and said, why not? And we worked in partnership with MMPS for quite a few years. It was a wonderful experience for all of the children. The atypical children had great role models, and the typical children learned empathy, compassion, acceptance of diversity, and the importance of being a friend. And tell you just a brief little story about a child named Madison Quick. And we'd known her mother for a long time. She was from a professor at Vanderbilt and at TSU. We'd known her even from before that when she was still a student. Anyway, she had her little girl here, and they were playing in their neighborhood one day, and she heard Madison say to a child who was saying something unkind to a little boy in braces, his legs just work differently. And that's exactly what our point is. We looked at children's strengths first rather than at their deficits, and that's how we helped them to be a part and to grow. It was during this time that another very special family, the Bregman family, who had a child with severe special needs, came to our program. She was not accepted in any other community program. And a mutual friend told her that she needed to come here, and she did. And it was a wonderful experience for many, many years. She asked our staff, what did they need? What did they want? And their answer was, we need an accessible playground. Over the next 2 years, many grants were written and donations received until we reached the needed $90,000 to renovate the preschool playground. Truthfully, I think the church was in shock that we had made that dream a reality. They knew all along that we had the plans, and they kept saying, yeah, 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 but I really don't think they thought the little people behind the red door could raise that money, but we did. BCC had the first accessible playground at a preschool in Nashville, even before a metro school had one. And it was built by the community. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. By this time, we had become a United Way agency. We accepted children on the Child Care Certificate Program, and we provided scholarships to families who needed assistance. We'd become accredited by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, which is the highest standard you can reach. We've always received a 3-star rating from the Department of Human Services. Our board included church members, parents, and community volunteers. Because of the board configuration, we had become eligible for the grants and donations we now received. It was and still is a lot of work to do that. And I'm going to stop right here for 1 second. We're going to recognize everybody at the end. But I really need to recognize Ron Overfield and Mike Etherly, along with Marge Rajat, who have provided so much wonderful support. Ron is really a big part of the reason that I'm here. I needed health insurance, and he made sure I got it, and he served on the board for like 25 years. Anyway, I digress. As enrollment grew, staff grew, and a new need came to light. That need was an infant toddler program. It took us 8 years from identifying that program until the Maxine Cassidy Infant Toddler Program opened. For many years, we have served as a practicum site for students from Vanderbilt, TSU, Belmont, and Nashville State Community College. Currently, we have 3 students from Nashville State. We participate in many research projects with Vanderbilt University that benefits our families as well as the university and the professors who are doing research. We have wonderful volunteers from St. Cecilia, Overbrook, USN, and West End Middle School, as well as many other schools. We love it when our former students come back as volunteers. We've had parents who attended BCC who bring their children here. Last year, we had a young man come knock on our door who we had not seen since he was a preschooler. He was from Japan, Shohei, and this was his first time back to Nashville since his family had returned to Japan, and we were the first place that he came. And he actually cried when he came inside and walked around. And now we've got a Facebook relationship with him. Every year we partner with HCA for their Community Day of Volunteering, and they do wonderful things for us. 5 years ago, we began studying the Reggio Emilia approach to early childhood education. This grew out of a post-World War II initiative when the citizens of this area of northern Italy realized that, in the midst of all the destruction from the war, that their future rested with the children. And they realized that families and children deserved quality support. So they decided to start with the youngest children. And that's where this philosophy blossomed. We are a founding member of the Tennessee Reggio Study Group that meets monthly to provide support and staff development opportunities for programs that are on this journey. Reggio educators view education as a relationship between the child, teacher, and parent. The teacher is a researcher and the school is a place of research. It is a constructivist approach where children and educators work collaboratively to allow children to identify their own questions and revisit their own choices. An example is what's going on right now in the preschool and has been since last spring. We've got a study of Matryoshka dolls going on. A little girl came to school dressed in a t-shirt with an applique of a Matryoshka, and I asked her if she knew what it was, and she said no, so I told her it was nesting dolls and told her I had one at my house, that I loved them, and I had a book about it. Would she like me to bring it? And she said yes. And so for the next month to 6 weeks, we read the Littlest Matryoshka book every single day. The children looked at all the dolls. We talked about Russia. We talked about other Matryoshka dolls. Children started bringing in dolls from home and saying that their grandparents had dolls. And so we've continued to study and learn about them. And then the children wanted to make them. And so we started making them out of graduated Easter eggs as the mold and using model magic. And we're still doing it. And so that shows that the children, when they're really interested in something, you can keep them focused for a very long time. And through that, you address all the academic skills that they need, their language, social studies, math, science, all of that. We have Matryoshka dolls that are measuring cups. And we talked about how many of this it would take to fill this, et cetera, et cetera. So before that, many of you know we did the puppet project in cooperation with the Nashville Public Library. It's a wonderful, wonderful way for children to be really engrossed and in their own learning. There's a focus on a beautiful environment. This is considered the third teacher. The reason is to create an atmosphere where children, families, and teachers feel at ease and comfortable. This includes the inside as well as the outside. Educators document children's work as a way to record and guide learning and to say to the children that their work has value. Reggio respects, as we do, each child's identity, rights, and potential. Loris Malaguzzi, who was a pioneer in the study of Reggio, wrote a poem called The 100 Languages of Children. It eventually became a book, but it sums up the Reggio approach, and I'm just going to read you a small little snippet. It says, the child has 100 languages, 100 hands, 100 thoughts, 100 ways of thinking, of playing, of speaking. And that is very powerful because we must reach each child where they are and help them grow in the way they need to grow. So to sum up, what makes us different? We value diversity, that of our staff and our families. Our children leave us with the skills to be successful in school and the world, but what is more important to us is that they are confident, have self-help skills to be competent, and are kind and especially empathetic. We have a wonderful, hardworking, committed staff, our teachers, our chef, and our custodians. We are the only program in Nashville that is multi-age from 6 weeks to 30 months and from 30 months until kindergarten, where children only have to make one transition from the infant toddler program that's located in the church building to the preschool that's the little house with the red door. And that allows children to have such a sense of security and for families to build a really strong relationship with each other and with the staff. A primary educator is assigned to each family in the infant toddler program and then when they move to the preschool. And again, it's a way to build a relationship, to have somebody that you can go to, that you know knows your child firsthand. All the teachers work with all of the children, but that's your point person. Our environment, the wonderful infant toddler program, and the house that we use is one classroom that nobody can believe until they come to see it. When our children learn to read, we have lots of traditions. When our children come to learn to read, they come back to read to the rest of the children at circle time. Our meals are served family styles, usually with flowers on the table, and families are always welcome. We are known for taking challenging children, and most importantly, we keep them. We have a wonderful board that's this year chaired by Marge Rajat. We feel very welcomed here and a great part of this church. We say that once you are a part of BCC, you are always a part of BCC. And we mean it, and we know our families mean it because they come back to see us over and over, and we are so thrilled. In the Jewish tradition, there is a blessing that you say at a time of thanks and to celebrate a special occasion. And so I would like to share that with you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehechiyanu v'hikimanu v'hagiyanu lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has granted us life, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this special occasion. Thank you.
Wonderful. This is a wonderful, wonderful day. We have asked a parent of an alumni to come and share one more thing with us. So if Patrick Block would come, and he's got some remarks prepared for us about the time his children were in the program. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I'm Patrick. I'm an eight-year alumni and board member of the Blakemore organization. Thank you for having me today. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know this is an important day in service, but I do want to talk about, upon reflection, the two things that I take away from most at my time here at the Blakemore Center, and these are the notions of civility and community. First of all, the first sign of the impact of our program with our kids was when our children, unprompted, started clearing the dishes from the table and saying please and thank you, unprompted. My wife and I were kind of stunned when that stuff happened, and it was really a true testament to that notion of thanks and community inside of the organization that really was imbued through our kids, and we're really appreciative of that. Also, the center really did a good job of fostering this notion of community and the children working together. It would have been really easy for the teachers to, when a conflict arose, just go top down and separate the children and sort of tell them what was right and wrong. But they did a really good job of making the kids work together to come to a conclusion of their own using the I words and phrases and making sure that they were letting their feelings be known between each other and coming to a resolution on their own accord. And that notion of community, I think, is really important as a framework for going forward into the world where you got a bunch of different opinions, and it's really good for people to figure out how to work together in these notions and times when there are a lot of different opinions out there. So we're really appreciative of all of that that the center imparted on our children and really made them who they are today. So I just want to say thank you to the staff and to the community for doing all the things you did to make our kids who they are today. So thanks.